not know any section to Emma. They don't.
I was saying they may not.
Yeah. So far as I know.
Okay. All right. What are some of the well-known places around here, especially within city limits? For example, parks, statues.
Well, I'll start off with Auckland.
And
then the Botanical Gardens.
Now, where are those?
It's just before you enter Mountain Brook. It's in the city of Birmingham.
Okay.
But it's what used to be called Lane Park. It may still be called Lane Park. But the Botanical Gardens is on the left, and the Birmingham Zoo's on the right.
Oh, I didn't know that. I
told you. And then out at Fair Park, they have Kitty Land. All the other rides and the little pubs. That's where the State Fair is held, at Fair Park. East Lake Park.
Is there a lake there too?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, my dad fishes there. They keep it stocked with fish, then you have your Civic Center downtown. It's very interesting.
How new is it?
Well, it's still really in the process of being built. They're building, I forget the name of the main thing that they're building now, but it's a lot of it's complete. They have sections that they do bring in shows and...
Oh, they started having shows.
Right. And I'm trying to think of the building in particular that they're putting up now. It's just off the I-59 to the left, and you can see it. Well, it's really interesting. And the City Auditorium is down
there. That's all there is.
Right. That's as far as parks and amusement things are concerned.
How about anything historic?
Arlington, I'd say, is a historical site. It's very interesting. It's Arlington. It's, you haven't been to Arlington, I'm just saying.
I'm
talking
about the one in Virginia, the cemetery in Virginia.
Well, there's no cemetery.
Okay.
This is a landmark.
All right.
It's in Eatonton. And Eatonton is Upper West End. And I mentioned Eatonton Village a while ago. This is entirely separate from that. It's in the general vicinity. But Arlington is a shrine. It's a big old colonial home that sits in a, I don't know, whether it would be an acre or it's a good block, city block, right in the middle. And it's furnished as it was in the olden times. And they have antebellum girls out there to show you around.
In the hoop skirts.
Right. If a girl chooses, she can get married at Arlington.
Oh, my.
Have the reception, you know. It's just a big, beautiful home.
Is it an antebellum home?
Right.
It's been around that long. It wasn't burned down and rebuilt.
No. It wasn't. Arlington, Eatonton was the beginning, I think, of Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
And then, as Birmingham grew, it sort of grew east. And then the city was built, you know. But I think the main part of the city of Birmingham when it began was Eatonton.
That's interesting. When did it begin?
No, I can't tell you what year.
Was it in the 1800s or was it before?
I couldn't tell you that. I should know, but I don't.
Okay. All right, if you were flying home from New York, say, where would you say your plane lands?
It would land at the municipal airport.
Okay. Now, do you refer to it as a municipal airport or just the airport?
I usually refer to it as the airport.
Okay.
Because we only have one airport.
Okay, does it have a name other than that, or is it just Birmingham Municipal Airport?
That's it.